If you've been traveling and you've not finished your journey, you might say that you had a
long trip.
And if you were, you might say you had a what before dark.
You had a rest.
Or if you had, if you had a long way to go before dark, how would you say that? If you said it differently.
Got a long trip ahead.
If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about
anywhere.
If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell
hard.
Or if he fell back like this, how would he fall?
Flat.
Let's see, if he fell this way, how would he fall?
Forward.
If you say, did you catch any fish? Someone might say, no, blank, a one.
Not a one.
Would there be a different way to say that?
None at all.
A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? What wrong?
Why is she blaming me? I'm innocent.
Or I've wrong, maybe a phrase I...
Wrong person.
If someone apologizes for breaking your rake and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
No way.
A crying child might say he was eating candy and didn't give me
any at all.
Now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble. He's pretty likely. He's as likely as not to have his trouble.
Probably will have trouble.
If you have a good yield, you say, we raised a big
bump of crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land.
If you cut them down just to make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you say you just...
cleared a trail.
The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
Chaff.
Let's see, the wheat is tied up into a...
Wheat is tied up into a bundle?
The bundles or sheaves are piled up into a
haystack. Stack.
You see, we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
40 bushels.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Winnow.
You would winnow them?
Let's see.
How would you do that?
You have to have a thrasher to thrash the grain out. Thrashing machine, I suppose, would be what you'd use.
If you and another man have gotten to a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and...
and gotten a job.
Something we had to do today, just the two of us, we'd say, we'll have to do it, or you'd say,